Today we continue with lesson number 17 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Now we turn our attention in the fourth perek still to the ninth and tenth Mishnah. The ninth Mishnah, interesting one. Suppose you have the following scenario. Until now, the classic case of Shavuos HaEdus is the witnesses witnessed something, a witness alone being transferred, being made. They witness a theft or whatever. And they swear that they know nothing about it. So it's first Edus and then Shavuah. But suppose there is first a Shavuah and then an Edus. For example, Mashpi ani aleichem kishetedun li edus shetovou usuuduni usiiduni. Now the man says to the two, the Toveya says to the two witnesses, I want you to swear that when you become aware of the fact that I lent so and so money, when you observe and witness the fact that I lent so and so money, which is going to take place tomorrow or next Thursday, I want you to swear now that you will testify on my behalf. And he lends him the money tomorrow or a week from Thursday. And they say, we don't know what you're talking about. We saw nothing. We know nothing, etc. Hare elu peturin. Even though they swore falsely, they are exempt from Shavuos HaEdus. Why? B'nei shekodmo shvuo la'edus. The oath was administered before the fact upon which they are being asked to testify. And the Torah said, Vishoma kol ola, that the witnesses heard a shvua, for who aid, and they have been in the past a witness, o ra o yoda. You have to have kodmo edus l'shvua. The fact upon which they are being asked to testify has to transpire prior, previous in time, to the oath. Not the oath first and then the fact. That was Mishneh Tes. In Mishneh Yud, we learn that the only time there is a Shavuos HaEdus is when the Toveya specifies, I want you two guys to be my witnesses and I want you to swear. But suppose, Mishneh Yud, Omad Deveis HaKnesses, a person gets up in shul at the end of Aleinu, and there's 100 people in shul, V'yomar, and he says to the whole group, Mashbia ani aleichem she'im atem yodim liyedu shetovou usi'iduni. I want you all to swear that if you know testimony in my case, in the matter of which I'm making a claim, I want you to swear that you're going to come and testify on my behalf. And they all yell, Amen. All right. And among them, there were these two gentlemen, Reuven and Shimon, who indeed do know about the facts of the claim. And he comes and says, okay, yesterday I made the whole shul swear and you were there, so you took part in the oath. And I want you to come and testify in my behalf. And they say, we know nothing, we saw nothing, we heard nothing. Hare elu peturin. They are exempt from the korban olah v'yoreid. Ad sheyihye miskaven lahem. He must intend them. He must administer the oath specifically to them. The Gemara explains here that if he adds the phrase kol ha'omdim kan, in other words, he does not just make a general statement, hey, all you people swear, but rather he says, I want all of you who are present, kol ha'omdim kan, meaning Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Beryl, Shmerel, Zundel, all of you. In such a case, that would be sufficient to be a specification of the witnesses, so that if subsequently they would deny knowing about the matter, and they would therefore they have sworn falsely, they would be obligated in the korban olah v'yoreid. But if he just gets up in front of the shul and says everybody like that, that is too sweeping a statement. That is not specific enough, and we require, as the language of the Mishnah is, Ad sheyihye miskaven lohem, unless he intends them. And so we have finished Mishnah lesson number 17.